Sal, what's happening with you and Mr. Sheffield?
Nada. Ever since me and Mr. Sheffield started to heat things up, we haven't had 1 minute alone together.
Open a mouth. Just say, go away. Leave us alone. We want privacy.
Go away. Leave us alone. We want privacy.
Calm is fine.
Oh, hi.
Sylvia, would you mind? I'd like some time alone with your daughter. There are some Hershey's Kisses under the cushions on the couch. Oh, it's fine. It's so nice finally to have some time alone together.
Yeah.
I've missed you.
Me too, you.
Which couch? The office!
You were saying.
I know I've been dragging my feet a little with regards to our relationship, but I'm going to change that. I think it's time you and I had a date.
Oh, my God. You're asking me out on a date?
Yes, yes, yes. I was thinking Friday night.
Oh, I can't. I got to cook for the Sabbath.
Oh, really?
Yeah, right. Where are we going?
Well, as you know, I've been dying to get Elton John to star in my new musical.
Yeah.
And it so happens he's invited me to the premiere of his new movie, Tantrums and Tiaras.
Oh, Mr. Sheffield, you don't know how happy this makes me. Not only have you asked me out on a date, but you actually trust me to not be concerned that I'm going to embarrass you in front of a celebrity.
She was working in a bridal shop in Flushing, Queens, till her boyfriend kicked her out in one of those crushing scenes. What was she to do? Where was she to go? She was out on her fanny. So over the bridge from Flushing to the Sheffield's door, she was there to sell makeup, but the father saw more. She had style, she had flair, she was there. That's how she became the nanny. Who would have guessed that the girl we described was just exactly what the doctor prescribed. Now the father finds her beguiling.
Watch out, Cece.
And the kids are actually smiling.
Sensuality.
She's the lady in red when everybody else is wearing tan. The flashy girl from Flushing. The nanny named Fran.
I just don't understand why Maxwell would ask Nanny Fine on a date. I should be going to Elton John's dinner, not her. I am the one with sophistication. I am the one with savvy. Why would he pick her over me?
He doesn't like you!
Why?
Oh, Miss Babcock, I would love to help you. But ever since the heart attack, the one you're partly responsible for, I get easily winded. I can't speak and work at the same time.
Well, what am I doing wrong?
Well, for one thing, you've known him for 25 years, or half your life, and you don't even know the names of his children.
Okay, good, good. Learn kids' names. That's a start. You know, this is nice. We're helping each other.
That's what friends are for. You know, there's a very strange fungus in Brighton Shower. Would you mind?
Sure, pal.
Oh, Miles. Do you think Miss Babcock's upset that I asked Nanny Fine out on a date?
Oh, no, sir.
I'd hate for her to think I didn't like her.
Oh, wherever would she get that idea?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe from some big fat butler screaming it in her face. Oh, stop it. I know those are bloody Tic Tacs. Sick to death of the whole thing. I want the two of you to stop behaving like children. Good God, Miss Fine and I are the only two around here behaving like adults.
Oh, it's the first
I mean, I'm not 16 anymore. But isn't he a babe?
Yes!
And look how great our names fit together.
Oh,
God. Oh, boy, that's going to kill me tomorrow.
Oh, Val, can you believe this is happening? First he cops a feel on a week that I'm retaining. Is that luck or what?
Wait. Then he lets you remodel.
Yeah?
Then he asks you out.
Oh, finally, my feet are firmly planted on the ground. Now I just got to make sure I speed things up before my tuchus is there, too.
Now, you know, I do isometrics to keep my butt firm. You know, I'm doing them right now.
Get off my bed, Val. I'll tell you, you know, it's really going to impress Mr. Sheffield when I tell him at the dinner that I have already met Elton John.
Get out of here. How?
Well, remember that Sheffield vacation in the south of France that I couldn't get out of?
Oh, you mean the one where you told Mr. Sheffield that if anything happens to Gracie, you're the only one with her blood type?
Well, anyway, Elton was staying at that same hotel. I saw him playing tennis, and I yelled at him, "Yoo-hoo!"
You always know the perfect thing to say.
Oh. Well, you know, Val, when you travel in circles like I do, you just get glib. Oh, oh, kids, come in here. You're not going to believe the most incredible thing has happened. Your father is taking us to the screening of Elton John's new movie, and then there's a big private dinner party afterwards.
Are you serious?
Uh-huh.
I'm going to Elton John's dinner party?
No! Isn't that great? It's just me and your father. It's our first date. You're not going, and you're not going. Everybody that's going to Elton John's private dinner party, take one step forward.
Well, Niles, is everyone ready? Maxwell, Margaret Brighton Gracie?
Very good. And?
And what?
Oh, for heaven's sake, he's your favorite. Little Sydney?
There are four? Oh, right. I know him. Yep, I've seen that face.
Of course you have.
Niles, are you done with my picture of us with Macaulay Culkin?
Sylvia, you look amazing.
Thank you. It's from the Joanne Worley collection.
Ma, how could you wear pants to a formal affair?
This isn't a gown? And here I am thinking I'm looking so sexy with this high slit.
Hi. Oh, this is going to be such a great night, and I'm so happy you guys get to share it with me. But if I see your faces after the screening, you're dead, because that's when the date kicks in.
Sweetheart, do you remember the night of your prom when you came home with your dress all disheveled and your bra sticking out of your purse?
Yeah.
Let's hope history repeats itself!
My God, you look lovely.
Thank you. But it's Fran's night. Compliment her.
Well, I suppose we should get going.
Yes, we should. Let's go, Margaret Brighton, Gracie Sydney!
You guys go ahead. I'll be out in a minute. I just want to check my face. I'll be okay. Now, I know that we haven't talked since John went through with the wedding. But I really love this guy. So please help me to make everything go good tonight. I suppose a sign that you heard me would be too much to ask.
Come on, Miss Fine. Oh, I'm afraid the limo's a tad crowded, so you're going to have to sit on my lap.
That'll do.
I want some popcorn.
Ooh, I'll take you, Gracie.
No, 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 it's fine, it's fine. I'll go. Remember, you're not my nanny tonight. Tonight, you're my date.
And you're my escort. You see to my needs. Mm-hmm. You do for me.
You want something?
Roll us.
Doesn't give a rat's patootie if I know the kids' names. He cares about me.
Oh, you've still got a shot. Why else would he ask you to look after Sydney?
When did he do that?
You know, in the limo, when we stopped for gas. Yetters. I thought he was with you.
Sydney! Oh, hey, that's that hotel we stayed at.
Yeah, look, there's Elton playing tennis. That's where I talked to him. That's where I said yoo-hoo.
You want to tell me what happened?
Oh, I just lost my temper. This bloody woman at the end of the court waving to me.
Yoo-hoo!
You know, it's... And...
Oh, if Elton finds out that that was me, he's never going to be in your father's show. Oh, your father's going to be a laughing stock. He's going to be totally humiliated. This is the worst thing I've ever done to him.
Well, why don't you just go home?
Oh, I don't want to ruin our first date.
This never would have happened if you knew your place with celebrities. You have to learn to use decorum. Oh, Miss Close. I loved you in Sunset Boulevard.
I gotta get through that dinner without Elton recognizing me. I need a disguise. Yetta.
What?
When you coming out of there?
I can't decide whether to vote for Nixon or Kennedy.
Give me that wig, old woman.
You have to excuse them. Oh. They don't know how to act in front of celebrities.
Like horses, free.
Elton. Elton, wonderful film, wonderful. David, first-class directing job. It must have been quite a challenge to maintain control of the piece and yet allow the verite style to flow.
Who is this guy?
He gives a ton of money to the foundation.
Yes, it was.
So, Maxwell, you didn't come alone tonight, did you?
No, Elton, actually, I'm taking the opportunity to use this evening as a sort of
first date.
Well, that's very flattering, but you, you know I'm involved. No! No, no.
No, 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 no. No, she's in the ladies' room. And quite a knockout.
John, I am such a big fan of yours. Hi, I'm Fran Fine. And that movie, El Tantrums and Tiaras, it's sure to be a classic.
Fran.
Yeah?
You look awfully familiar. Have we ever met?
No, that's impossible.
And those glasses, they are fantastic. I'm trying
to... No.
May I see it for a moment?
Oh, yeah, just a sec, honey. Tell me, Elton, whatever happened to that Kiki Dale?
Now I know why she's so familiar. I have that jacket.
Right. Will you kindly tell me what the hell is going on? Why are you in this ridiculous disguise?
Well, I'm not going to tell you, because you're just going to get mad.
No, I'm not.
See?
You! You're the Yoo-Ho lady! You're the raving lunatic everyone's talking about!
Come on, we're getting out of here.
Oh, wait a minute. You might still get him to do your show. He didn't recognize me. Right now, he just thinks you're some guy with an Estelle Getty fetish. You know, Elton, Mr. Sheffield has this fabulous new musical that you would be perfect for. Why don't you tell him about it?
Yes. Right, yes. Yeah, right. Well, yes, Elton. It's a rock musical,
Eating flour.
So, this is a first date for you two.
Actually, we have been together for 4 years. We just felt that it was time.
Waiter's hand.
Meanwhile, this elastic waistband is so tight, it's cutting off my circulation. I can't even feel my own tuchus.
Elton's tuchus.
I think it's going very well.
Well, there you are. Where did you disappear tonight?
Well, I did what Maxwell said. Apparently, I'm the only one who cares about his kids.
What are you talking about? Margaret took the children for ice cream.
I'm tired.
It's no wonder with all that running you did, Sydney. He kept trying to get away from me to go into Georgia the jungle, but I got him.
Oh, my God, you insane woman. You've kidnapped someone's child.
What?
There is no Sydney. I made him up, you lunatic. Oh, my God, we're going to prison.
I stole someone's child? Oh. You were trying to help me.
Oh, you baboon. Why would I help you? Oh, no. This is all my fault. I've got to call that theater.
Okay, you can go. Here's 10 for you and 10 for me.
But you promised us 50.
And if you'd remembered the part about needing your insulin, you'd be getting 50.
Max, it's been a pleasure.
Oh, Elton, please, before you go, would you mind autographing your new CD, The Big Picture, for me?
Of course.
Do you happen to have one on you?
I'm not the sort of artist that goes around carrying his own CDs. But looky here. And do you need one for an aunt, maybe?
Oh.
Or an optician?
David, good luck with the film.
And about that show of yours, Max, sounds great. Let's talk about it Tuesday.
Oh, okay. Wonderful, wonderful.
Oh, bye. Nice bye. Meeting you.
Wow. Very well.
I'm telling you, Maxwell Sheffield, I am good for you. So I take it there's gonna be a second date?
You bet.
Oh, Elton forgot to autograph the CDs. Oh, Elton! Elton! Yoo-hoo!
Now, would you sign one for my sister-in-law, Frida? And one for Hadassah Rigo Park? Just a few generic Glenn Close. I'll fill in the greetings. Would you like a sour ball?
More comedy on the way tonight at 8 in a double Will and Grace. Next for your Friday afternoon, a double Charmed and Prue turns into a dog.